Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Good afternoon to you, Pastor Kakiana.
How are you?
Very well, thank you. How are you doing?
I'm okay.
Lovely, thank you so much. I hope your day has been good. A happy preparation day to you.
Amen, amen to that.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Now, you know, a hope that is, you know, only about someday can sometimes feel disconnected from the struggles of today. Today we're asking, how does the promise of a world without pain help someone grieving right now? I mean, if the earth is going to be recreated, does it matter how we treat our environment, our neighbors today? We're concluding our conversation by looking at how the promise of the new earth changes the way we live, love, and lead in the present world. Now, Pastor, the Bible says God will wipe away every tear, according to the book of Revelation. How does this promise specifically address the emotional and mental scars that we carry from this life?
Okay. For this one, this is one of the most beautiful promises in the scripture. God will bring deep understanding and complete healing. The wounds of life are not ignored, they are restored.
Yes, yes, yes.
So emotional pain is healed, not by erasing memory, but by giving it a new meaning. So the transformation is complete, spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. So every tear is wiped away, not by denial, but by redemption.
Yes. Now, Pastor, how does the specific Adventist view of the earth fuel the church's global mission to share the everlasting gospel?
Okay, the hope of the new earth gives urgency to mission. So this message prepares the people for Christ's return and it transforms lives even now. So if heaven is real, then the message cannot be kept silent. We cannot keep it for ourselves. The message cannot be kept silent. So the new earth is not just a future hope. It becomes a present motivation to share the everlasting gospel to every tongue, nation, and kindred.
Yeah.
Yes.
Mm. Now, Isaiah says, the former things shall not be remembered. Does this mean that the loss of identity or a transformation of how we view our past struggles?
Oh, that's a good question. Powerful. This does not mean a loss of identity. Memory remains, but without pain. The struggle of this life will be seen through the lens of God's grace. Instead of bringing sorrow, they will deepen appreciation and gratitude. So the past is not erased, it is healed and redeemed. Yes, some other preachers, I listened to a certain sermon, a certain preacher. He said that we will be able to recognize one another. Yes.
Yeah. And indeed, we will be able to recognize one another. Lastly, Pastor, before I let you go, if the new earth is for the redeemed, what is the practical daily step someone can take to ensure that they are also the redeemed and be part of that future world?
Okay. The Bible makes it simple, yet profound. Daily surrender to Christ.
Yeah.
It is a daily relationship with Jesus. I love that word, him.
Yeah.
I must have the Savior with me. So, a daily surrender to Christ. It is a daily relationship with Jesus. Built through prayer, his word, and a life of commitment. We must consecrate ourselves to God in the morning to make this our very first work. So the step in this walk with Jesus daily through prayer, His word, and surrender.
Mm. Now, in conclusion, what is it that you'd like to leave with us, with our listeners? What is it that you would like us to remember, as we part ways for this week?
Okay, as we conclude this conversation for this week, my beloved listeners, wherever you are, the promise of the new earth is not only about a future destination.
Mm.
It's about a present decision.
Yeah.
Each day we are choosing the world we will live in forever.
Mm-hmm. Beautiful. Pastor.
The same,
yes.
And the same Jesus who will wipe away every tear then is inviting us to walk with Him daily. If we walk with Him now, we will rejoice with Him then.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Beautiful stuff. Pastor, I must thank you so much for coming through. Always, always a beautiful, beautiful time to spend with you on the Adventist World Radio. Thank you so much and blessings.
Amen.
Bye-bye.
You are tuned into Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.